from my apartment. It's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who functionally covers all of the dysfunction of reality TV. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. And I'm so excited tonight for what we're about to discuss and what we're about to do, because we have a great guest with us here in the studio to recap everything that's going on. Please welcome. I'm very excited to have with us a very special correspondent here. The great Caitlin Herman is here. Caitlin!
Hello, Rob and family.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm so excited to have you here. Let me just fix this.
So happy to be here.
Okay.
So happy to be here. We promise on Thursdays this won't be happening.
Yes.
Like this. We are getting situated. Hello.
Yes, we are situated.
Wait, you really want me to be like this the whole time?
No. We just wanted to point at your face. Point at your face. You were sort of like around the corner.
Oh, wait, so you don't want me to be
No, you're good. Sit normal. You sit normal, be comfortable, and then we'll just point the microphone at your face.
Love that. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Caitlin Herman is here. I'm so happy. This is so amazing that you're going to be with us every Thursday that you're in town for an eviction.
Yeah.
And you're so on top of the ball with all of this Big Brother stuff.
Totally.
And this is so fantastic.
This is so fantastic for me because, first of all, I'm so flattered.
Yeah.
That you like me enough to have me come to your home once a week. Like, this is a dream. Nobody ever lets me do this. Mm-hmm. So thank you for this opportunity to express myself.
We should invite you because you might just show up anyway.
That's so true. I will just show up to your home unannounced.
That's perfect.
Thank you for that.
So we're also very lucky tonight to have with us to let us know about everything that's going on the live feeds and much more. Another great woman in the Big Brother community. Please welcome Melissa Denny is here with us also. Melissa, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be here, but I knew that I should have known this would be a bad idea to have me come on the podcast while Caitlin's here, because every time you two are together, I just spend the entire podcast cracking up.
Aww.
And I already was laughing this entire intro. And I mean, I'm just still picturing my head, Rob pulling away Caitlin's microphone and then Caitlin following it with it. So if you have not seen the video of this and you're listening to audio, definitely watch the video. Very funny.
Okay. All right. Melissa, great to have you here with us tonight to go over everything from an eviction night, which I think went pretty much according to form, but a very interesting HOH and a lot of interesting stuff from before the eviction. I thought that this was one of the better episodes of the season. So a lot to break down here with Caitlin and with Melissa. We're going to take your questions, hashtag RHAP, to get your questions into the show as we talk about it all. But first, Caitlin, tell us, how are you doing? What's your update?
I'm doing well. There's not much happening. This is probably the most exciting thing going on in my life right now. Working on a few things to be continued. Stay tuned for those. But everything's just, I'm really just excited to be watching Big Brother. This is a weird season. I've never watched live feeds before. And now I'm like a live feeder. Had I known what it was to be someone that watches live feeds, I do believe that the trajectory of my game would have gone much differently, but I'm enjoying this.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the people that are in the house, it seems like that a lot of the people that are in there, they don't really know how the live feeds work.
No.
How would that change things for you if you had like a real understanding of what it's like now?
Well, you know what? It would be a pro and con because I don't think I would 100% be myself.
Yeah.
If I was really aware, but that could have led to me staying longer and just better opportunities outside the house. If I was a little bit faker.
Yes.
That
but,
nice.
But if you weren't as real, then maybe you would.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Exactly. But I
you wouldn't
really
have connected as with the audience as well.
Exactly. But I really do. I'm like so obsessed with watching these episodes.
Yeah.
I didn't think I'd be as into it as I am.
And you really do follow the live feeds.
Yeah. Now. Like, well, again, I follow Taryn and I watch the live feeds every once in a blue, but I'm still like, I find myself putting them on when I'm bored and I'm watching the episodes and I'm like really so into it. It's like, I don't even recognize myself.
Who's your favorite in Big Brother 21?
I have a few, but my favorites right now are Nicole, Sam, and Cliff. Although I also really like David because of his like intuition, but he's not really like in the game.
Right.
Yet.
Maybe next week.
I know.
Yeah.
But I really like a lot of them. It's easier for me to tell you who I don't resonate with than who I do. Because there's just a lot I don't resonate with.
A lot that you're not loving.
Yeah.
Melissa, it looked as though that there was maybe a chance for Kemi to go home or to stay. But ultimately, no cigar for Kemi tonight.
This was probably the most exciting week in this season so far. I mean, not that there's been that many weeks, but still, it was very exciting the past couple of days. I really thought that there was a chance of a flip. It seemed likely. People were finding out information. I mean, Sam, as we saw in the episode tonight, it was revealed to him about Grateful. And even Jack slipped up. And we're all sitting there watching it like, oh my God. So of course, Sam and Nicole are leading this charge to flip the boat. And I really thought it was going to happen. And then they just couldn't pull it together. It just seemed like a lot of people there, you know, the party line was, well, I don't want to rock the boat. It's too early to rock the boat is what people kept saying, which was very frustrating because not only that, I mean, we see tonight that Jackson throws in a hanky boat and we could have kept Kemi had things gone our way. But,
All right. So we got the hanky vote, which was certainly a big part of the Big Brother 20 house. Do you think that this is going to make a lot of waves in the Big Brother 21 house, Kaylin?
I think it's possible. I also think it's possible that people just forgot about it. Mm-hmm. But what I didn't like about it, well, it's great gameplay for Mickey because no one's going to expect that to have been him. But that makes me a little sad for Nicole or Cliff because I feel like they're the ones that are going to be pointed at, like that they did the vote, meaning that they're like not willing to like cooperate with the whole house. But I don't know. I was really hoping that if that happened, that a lot of people would want to do that. And then somehow Kemi would accidentally be staying. Mm-hmm. Imagine if everyone had the idea to to do that rogue vote.
That's what I was thinking was going to happen, though, because Taryn had mentioned, hey, if this was Big Brother 20, we would have had JC throw a hinky vote in there and we would have kept Kemi. Like, that's what could be happening right now.
Yeah.
And then he was like, well, it's not Big Brother 2020. It's Big Brother 21. They're not going to throw a hinky vote in there. And then we get that hinky vote, but we lose the rest of the votes. And that was, where this came in.
Now, Melissa, we've seen these hinky votes go in the way of creating a lot of drama. And then we also, Plur tried to do once upon a time in Big Brother Canada 6, sometimes the hinky vote can blow up your own game. Do you think that Jackson/Mickey is going to be able to get away with this?
I mean, the way things are going and the way that Grateful is behaving, I have a feeling that even if it all comes out that this was Jackson's doing, they won't care and it won't matter and he'll stay in the house and that's just the way it's going to go.
Well, who do you think he's going to blame it on? What's his end game here with this, Kaylin?
I'm not giving him enough credit to even think that he has an end game.
Yeah.
Like, I think he was just doing it to do it. I don't think he's established who he wants to blame it on yet. I really don't know. I think he'll wait to see like what other people are saying, who other people think it was.
Yeah.
I really don't think he's intelligent enough to. Yeah.
The thing is that even if it's a situation where he's like, okay, I'm going to blame it on Cliff or Nicole, I don't see that panning out in some like crazy way where everyone's like, oh my God,
right.
They cast this vote because that's not a shock. It's for Nicole, at least it's like, oh, well, I wanted to keep my friend that could absolutely be the reasoning is like, oh, I wanted to give a sympathy vote. I knew it wasn't going away and I like her a lot like that. Even if they start to blame her, it's like, well, that's not a big deal. It's not some crazy revelation if she votes opposite the house.
But
so I don't see how this like ends well for Jackson in some like crazy drama.
Yeah.
But maybe it's enough to that like, oh, Jackson thinks he's being really smart by making this hinky vote and, oh, I'll blame this on Cliff and blame it on Nicole.
And then
Cliff
and Nicole are
like, why would I do that? Why would that make any sense of why I would do that? And then it ends up creating the distrust in Grateful. I know this is very optimistic, but are they wondering, why did one of us do this? It doesn't make any sense. Nicole would have admitted if she cast a sympathy vote.
Yeah, I mean, one could hope, Rob.
We can help. Okay. We'll see. All right. But it was a really interesting night. We got to see a lot of the whole Cliff talking to the cameras segment. And I was wondering how they were going to show that on the show. And I thought they did a pretty good job. I mean, they actually acknowledged the live feeds on the TV show, which is rare. And they showed Cliff talking about everything. And then, of course, Christy catching him in the act. Caitlin, did you do any live feed camera talking?
Not that I remember, like, to that extent, to the way he did it. I mean, what he's doing is so smart because obviously he watched the live feeds. He's like winning the attention and the hearts of America. I think anytime I would look at the camera and speak, it was because I was like freaking out about something. And I'd be like, production, bring me to the diary room. I don't know what to do. But like, I never, that was really it. Like, I mean, maybe I don't know. Did I say anything to the live feed? I don't know. You'd know better than I would. I'd blacked out.
Yeah, I felt there's a lot. Aren't there like a lot of memes of?
I said I was like a shady ass bitch.
Yeah, like I feel like you like whispering like to the cameras, not like, but like monologuing.
No, I was like, yeah. There's that one thing before the vote with Steve, and I was like looking at the camera, like, what do I do? Help.
Yeah.
I'm like, call me in the diary room, and I was like, shake if you think I should. Yeah.
So, all right. So Cliff gets busted by Christy. Do you think that this is going to be the downfall of Cliff? Do you think he can bounce back from this, Caitlin?
Unfortunately, I do think so. And I don't think it's a good enough reason for it to be the downfall of Cliff. Like, Christy, what's the problem? Like, someone's playing the game. Like, I just don't understand. Like, she heard that information. Like, oh my God. Like, he's literally saying stuff that like, okay, here's the thing. If Cliff was in their alliance, I would understand why Christy would be pissed. But she's like all up in arms about like him saying that he's in another alliance.
He had
the audacity. Like, are you joking? Like, Grateful isn't like the only alliance in the world. So like, that was a little odd to me, like her reaction to it. I feel like if I heard Cliff saying that, I would just be like, oh my God, that was so funny. Like, I just heard that. But like, she's freaking out. It's very strange. I don't know.
And also an alliance with someone who's not even in the house. So it's not even, oh my God, right. These people from my alliance are in an alliance with Cliff behind my back or something like that. It's literally like, hey, this guy who's been voted out, who probably won't come back into the house. Like, they're working together.
It's so
working together to do what though?
Yeah, and I didn't like that she was like, she was explaining to someone in Grateful about the alliance, and they were like, oh, well, who's in it? And she's like, well, it's pretty lame, but, and I was like, no, it's what's like, lame is, like, stop.
But I thought that the key thing he said was that Christy and Tommy, they're like the fourth couple in the house.
Right.
And that's what I think really set her off.
Yeah.
That's sort of like, oh, we're fooling everybody. People don't know Tommy and I have this relationship. And then Cliff mentioned it. And I think that is the danger for Christy.
Yeah.
She's going to go and reveal that to the rest of her alliance.
Yeah, and then she stupidly tells
like,
everybody.
It just doesn't make sense. I mean, like, okay, she hears Cliff talking and basically revealing his whole strategy and kind of the strategy of the other side of the house. And she, instead of taking that information and listening to Cliff every day or every morning and trying to figure out what's going on and getting some more intel, she just immediately runs to everybody else and tells them what she heard and also reveals that her and Tommy are seen as a couple, which like she should be trying to distance herself from him. Mm-hmm. So basically she had so much information and then just like totally like threw it down the toilet.
There's a lot of that happening though in the house. There's a lot of people just like vomiting out information that is not necessary.
Yeah. I'd love to get your opinion on Christy, because Christy came into the house and everybody said, oh, this is the new Caitlin.
Yeah.
This is new Caitlin. And do you feel like that she has played similarly to you in any way?
Okay. Well, no, but, and that's not me being rude about her. That's me like downplaying I didn't have a game. Like my game was not good. So like, no, she is not playing similar to me. She's playing a better game. That's number one. She's in alliance. Like she's like aligning with strong people. That's great. I understand why they cast her, and you know, obviously they were very successful and I was a very entertaining person and they wanted to
stay. Entertaining.
Thank you so much. They wanted to stay on that theme. I get it. But we are like very different.
Yeah.
Very, I don't know. Do you think we're different? Like, some people are still like, oh my God, I see so many similarities. I don't see I think we might have the same core values, but I don't think we're similar at all.
Yeah, I don't find Christy nearly as entertaining as I found you in the house. I could listen to you on the live feeds talk about anything.
Thank you.
I feel like your stories are way more fascinating than Christy.
Thank you. I also just, when I talk about, what I'm noticing from the live feeds is when I talk about my opinions and like my spirituality and this and that, I know it's a little out of right. law, like for some people. I know that there are people that are going to listen to me and be like, oh my God. And so I preface a lot of my beliefs with that. Like, I know this might be a little crazy for you, but when she speaks, I don't love the approach she has, because I've seen this a few times on live feeds where she's speaking to an audience that like she thinks really understands what she's talking about, and they all just kind of look at her like, what? Like, I don't know. I just, her approach is a little off. I do like her as a person. I don't think they really nailed it on the head of getting like the same person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Look, well, good luck finding another Caitlin, big brother.
Good luck, guys.
Good luck with that. It was another big night for Sam. Sam had a lot to do last night on the episode.
We love him.
Sam is really, I think, coming on strong as a fan favorite.
May I say a note?
Yes, please.
I took notes. The last bullet on my yellow paper says, Sam is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was it. Thank you.
So, good analysis.
Yeah. He ends up finding out from Bella in this episode about Grateful. She brings him in on that crazy day from Tuesday, which was a nuts day on the live feeds.
Yeah.
And she ends up telling Sam about Grateful, because what she told us in the diary room was that, well, he's going to find out about it anyway. Eventually, he might as well find out from me.
Now, Rob.
Yes.
Let's talk about this. And Melissa, lest we not forget Melissa.
Yeah.
Do you think, kids?
Yeah.
That had Bella not told Samuel the information about the eight, that it would have even registered with him when Jack said, I want to do what's best for Grateful. I mean, the nine.
Oh, definitely not. I don't think, I think it would have gone like,
yeah, I don't think
right over his head.
Okay, you know, honestly, I was just wondering, thanks so much.
I'm really impressed with Sam right now. The fact that Jack revealed that to him, like after he already knew that there was this alliance without him. First of all, he finds out this information. It's startling to him and he's very upset by it. And he stays very calm while Bella's talking to him. Not only that, he doesn't run around, tell other people. He keeps that information to himself. Knowledge is power in this game. So yeah. It's really great that he kept it to himself. And then when Jack reveals it to him accidentally.
Wow. Really?
Can you try doing that? Melissa, can you try doing your best Sam impression?
No, I cannot.
Why? This is a judgment-free zone. Come on, Rob, you go.
Yeah.
No, every time I see him in the diary room now, I think of Rob, though. I can't, like,
I know.
Separate.
What? Oh, really? What?
Great.
Should I try?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Oh, my God. This is going to be a butt. Wait, what does he say? What or wow?
That time he said wow.
Wow. Really?
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 Yeah.
Really?
Thank you. I'll be here every Thursday.
That's basically what he does. But so he doesn't even react on his face when Jack says it. Like, I feel like
that was great. They nailed the edit on that.
Yeah. I don't know if I could trust myself to not be like, what was that? What did you just say? Like, did you say grateful? Like, I don't know if I could have kept that to myself. And I thought he did a really good job, because then Jack's like, yeah, he had no idea.
Yeah.
Because also the alliance name is not like the fellowship of Zing. It's like, it's the word grateful. It's like, yeah, that could really go over someone's head.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
This was the moment in the diary room with Jack and Sam.
What do you think though?
I've made it really clear that it's whatever's best for Grateful. I mean, I think it's, I mean, whatever's best for our nine. Right.
Oh yeah. The nine.
Wow.
Yeah. He did such a bad cover up of that too, Jack did. He just then kept repeating like the nine. I mean the nine of us, the nine people that we're working with. It's like, okay, we get it. Right.
Yeah. I wrote another note.
Yes. What is it?
I think that this was in response to Jack. I wrote, this is not.
Yeah.
I'm acknowledging my judgment without judgment. This is not a love and light moment.
Not love and light.
Spoiler,
for
spoiler. You disgusting monster.
What was that in regards to?
Unclear.
Unclear.
I just know that that was about him.
Yeah. he came on the screen and you said that you are not feeling Jack.
No, it was not, I'm not feeling Jack because I don't.
What is it about Jack?
I don't like when he says to people, like, the things that we're seeing on the live feeds, the things that he's saying about people are so bad. And then, like, to their face, will be like, I think you're a beautiful person. You don't. You don't think that. Like, at least be upfront and honest. And, like,
he's not authentic.
He's not authentic. And that's why I like Kemi so much, although she did tweet mean things about me while I was on my season.
What?
It's okay. It's okay. They were kind of funny and kind of true. So it didn't matter. That being said, I stand behind her so much because she is so herself. She just doesn't care.
Right.
Like, and I just respect that a lot. Where Jack is just, what do you think about Jack?
I think that the, I'm probably in the consensus on the opinions of Jack.
Of America. Melissa, are you in the consensus? Yeah. Imagine Melissa's like, no, I love him.
Oh my God, he's my favorite. No, they suck. They're the Jaxus of evil.
The Jaxus of evil.
Oh my God, can that be our alliance name?
So, I like it.
All right, you brought up Kemi, and Kemi ends up giving a speech tonight, and that she did not go full Dracarys in her speech towards Bella and Nick, but she did bring up that, okay, Bella and Nick threw them under the bus, not to be confused with Sam's truck.
But now, I'm going to take over the wheel, and I'm going to be in control of my game from here on out. It's going to be a bumpy ride, but it's going to be fun!
It's like the longest thing ever, too. He just sits there, like, pantomiming a truck and then, like, honking the horn. And, like, it's like,
I'm driving.
He's a star.
Yeah, he's good. He's on his way. He's on his way. All right. So Kemi throws out Nick and Bell. Doesn't do anything. Doesn't really create too many ripples in the pool. But it does light a fire under Nick. And we end up with a Nick HOH. And as we've been sort of plotting these last couple of days of like, well, what would not be terrible HOHs? I think that Nick is firmly in the camp of this is somebody that we should be excited is the HOH.
Really?
I do think so. I do think so because the possibilities, I think, Melissa, are all over the map. He could put up, there is an equal chance that it could be Cliff and Nicole on the block, and there's an equal chance that it could be like Jack maybe, and Sis on the block.
Yeah. I think
he
you're
is
right.
A wild card. He's a wild card.
I think you're right.
Now, Jack gave a big hug to Nick right after that. This is now they're going to lay it on real thick of, hey, grateful. Remember grateful?
Yeah, remember yesterday grateful. When he was saying grateful's dead. Yeah,
grateful.
Yes, no. back to life.
It's it's grateful. Oh, hang out in the H. Everybody, it's grateful. Let's have a meeting. Forget the six shooters. It's all about grateful. But you've got Sam with that fire under him now to say, we gotta make our move.
I'm getting really nervous. He's I feel like I'm going.
This is go. We have to take our shot. The people that got together, those five people that were looking for a sixth to save Kemi, that they could get together, and it's almost though, Melissa, Kemi throwing Nick and Bella under the bus. I think almost could be a negative here and push them towards the grateful side of things.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was a terrible move on Kemi's part. You know what? I love Kemi. I love her. Don't get me wrong. But I think this was such a bad idea. And everyone, I tweeted that earlier and I got a bunch of responses like, yeah, but like she doesn't want the Grateful Alliance to hate her because they might want to vote her back in or whatever. And I'm like, where does it ever say that she's going to be voted back in by the House? I think that would be the stupidest thing for CBS to do is to have the majority alliance vote someone back in the House. That it causes like the least amount of drama.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's possible that America votes.
Right. It could be America, it's not going to be the House guests voting someone back in. I can like almost guarantee it. And also at the end of this episode, Julie said the chance to like win your way back in. So it's not going to be a vote by the House guests. And I think that she shouldn't be putting, just because she's mad at Bella, she shouldn't put a target just on one person. That doesn't do anything to break up the big alliance. If anything, it's like, yeah, we were already planning on targeting Nick and Bella anyway, because they're kind of on the outs of our alliance now. So let's just do it. And I mean, yeah, obviously Nick is HOH, but Nick, I don't have any faith in Nick that he's going to make a good move. I absolutely think he is basically the reason why this flip didn't happen.
Yeah.
At least in my opinion, because every time the flip was starting to happen, Nick would go into the room with the Grateful Alliance and be like, no, we shouldn't do this. We shouldn't do this. And, you know, I think that if Nick had been gung-ho about it, I think they could have gotten one person on board. And instead, he was just like shutting it down at every turn. And I don't think Nick is going to make a good move here. If there's any indication of what he's said so far, he's not going to make a fine good move. But I will give you that he's like one of the, there is a wide array of people who I did not want to win HOH. And he's like on the teetering more on the end of like, he's better than all these other people.
Plus, yes. Bella is such a wild card. She's in his ear. Sam is fired up. I'm not saying like, don't get excited, people. I'd say, I know I said that there was as good of a chance as Cliff and Nicole as Jack and Sis. I'm just saying that the range of outcomes with Nick is way more diverse than the range of outcomes with a lot of the other
people.
You're absolutely right. Of the people in Grateful, I think that he's probably your number two pick of who you would want to win out of that eight.
I agree.
If we have to pick someone in that alliance, then yes. But yeah.
The wild cards.
I'm really nervous to see.
I see you chat.
What's going on in the chat?
The chat calls me out.
Someone just said that I look sad.
Is Kaylin sad?
I literally couldn't be happier. I'm kind of focused.
Yes.
Calm. But what I will say is I'm a little nervous to see.
For what?
The confrontation between Kemi and Bella. Like once. Yeah. Like, I mean, they're obviously going to have words. They're not just going to ignore each other for a week. Like, what could Kemi possibly say to Bella? Nick was pissed. They were pissed off.
Well, this is intriguing here of that. Okay. If Kemi and Bella are going to have it out and there's going to be all of the Bella dirty laundry exposed, it's also a week where Nick is in power. So how do they handle that? So I think that the impulse will be to run back to Grateful and be like, what? We just were telling you guys stuff. We were lying to you guys. We weren't really going to work with you. We're like, we were just messing with you. And that's why we're going to put up your other allies on the block this week. But there's a chance. There's a chance things could get unsettled.
I hope that chance is high.
Yeah.
I think that of it getting unsettled is in like unsettled in a bad direction. Like there was a possibility that there was going to be some sort of turn on the Grateful Alliance. And now I have a feeling that with Kemi throwing them under the bus, where they were kind of maybe going to put themselves out on the line for Kemi. And then Kemi throws them under the bus. Then also they win HOH and the Grateful Alliance comes back to them like, hey, we're all one. We're all friends. We're all fun. Then I just feel like it's all pushing Nick and Bella towards like, no, we got to stick with our eight. We can't go against them. Let's just pick off these other people one by one. These eight are our team. We got to stick with them. Look what happened when we tried to go with the other side of the house. Kemi is terrible. She's awful. And I have a feeling that that's the way this is going. And it's depressing.
May I?
Yes. You're going to read from your notes.
take to the notes.
Okay.
Kemi and Bella seemed really close. This makes me sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it made Kemi sad too, because she thought that they were very close also.
I really have some hard hitting notes here.
Yeah. what's your take on Nicole? Nicole is your fellow Long Islander.
Yeah. I had no opinion of her when the pre-show interviews came out. I'm really enjoying her. I think she's so sweet. She's so pure. And she's playing a good game, not even like in a strategic, weird way. She's just actually being a good person and it's working out for her. So I really like her. I think she's smart. I think that if Grateful doesn't take over this entire show, which might happen, which would be a total bust for all of us. And then let's hope that we have like a really bomb season next season. Then if she makes a stand, that would be amazing. If she doesn't, it'll just be a way. Like, I just think she has the potential to do so many really cool things in this game. Do you like her? Do you guys like her?
What's not to like?
I don't know. She's mad good at making Pegasus drawings, though.
Yes, she's good at that.
she's an artist.
But Nicole was named in the alliance that Cliff was talking about. And there's been her threat index definitely went up after that. Do you think that she will be able to ride things out?
What do you think, Melissa?
I don't think that's going to be, you know, the nail in the coffin for Nicole. Yeah. I think that it's a situation where everyone thinks that's such a stupid alliance that they're like, oh, it's a Zing alliance.
Yeah.
They're not even getting the name right, mm-hmm. which I think is a pretty clever name,
yeah.
but they're calling it the Zing Alliance. It's with somebody who's already been evicted. It's
right.
just, it doesn't look serious. I don't see a situation where they're like, oh no, this yeah. is our threat.
Yeah.
You know, I know she's totally forgotten. I know she was on the block tonight, but Nick is no fan of Jess, correct, Melissa?
Yeah. I mean, God, and her speech today, I'm sorry, but
oh,
that was like,
oh my God, Melissa, you're telling us.
Like, we're, you know, Julie usually cuts people off right away.
Yeah.
It was just like on and on and on about nothing.
Guys, yeah. this season, I break out into a rash every time someone is making a shout out. I'm talking to you, Holly,
oh
in
God.
The diary room.
Yeah.
I'm breaking out into hives, rashes all over the place, eczema. I don't even have eczema. When someone is speaking for far too long,
yeah.
it's happening for me. I need to see a dermatologist. It's pissing me off. When are the producers going to speak up? When mm-hmm. are they going to speak up?
Yeah. Oh my God.
What do they tell you?
Too many speeches.
This is what they say, kids.
Yeah.
They say, keep it short, keep it sweet. But they specifically say, do not make shout outs. This is live TV, people.
Did anybody ever get in trouble? You don't have to say who, but did anybody ever get, like, after a episode where somebody's like doing a like, or they would they just talk to you one-on-one?
They would talk to you one-on-one. They would never call you out in front of anybody.
Yeah.
But I mean, no, I don't, this what my season did, I feel like wasn't nearly as, people are sitting there, like, instead of, I feel like the common thing would be, like, on your way out, to be like, okay, love you, mom, bye, like, and, like, walk out the door.
Right.
Holly will literally, what camera do I look in? So I'm looking straight at the people.
You're right there.
Okay. This is what Holly's doing. She's like, I vote to evict Kemi. Mom, dad, you know, I miss you so
yeah.
much. Back in Wyoming. Happy birthday to my dog's trainer sister. Missing you and hope all is well.
The most she's talked on the entire show
I'm
is
like,
shout outs in the diary room.
Like, is anybody, I literally sit there like, production, like, is anyone going to say step in here? Like, no. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope, guess not. New
guess
season.
Not. Yeah, nobody said happy birthday, Jack and Kemi.
Happy birthday, Jack and Kemi.
Some shout outs for people that are that are still in the house.
Yeah, shout out to all of you.
So we'll see. Let's talk about the actual HOH competition. It was not necessarily a crapshoot. There was a little bit of skill of throwing the Velcro lawn dart.
Sure.
There was a setup. There was a little square or a little circle where you could get $5,000 and a little circle where you could get safety. I thought that those were way too small.
They were too small, but that's the point, Rob.
It was the point?
Yeah.
No, I think the point is somebody goes for $5,000 and somebody goes for safety, and then everybody's mad at them for doing that. They didn't really incentivize anybody to even make the shot. It looked like to me the only person who went for either was Jessica. I thought Jessica clearly went for the money,
I don't think
Melissa.
That was intentional.
Yes, yeah. Melissa, thank you. Rob, you're like really picking way too
hard. She even said when Julie said about,
because,
like, how does it feel? She's like, how does it feel to be not evicted? From? She's like, well, you know, it's better to be here than $5,000. Like, why did
covering
she
covering it up.
Why did she
yeah,
bring
she's
it up?
Like, oh,
she
I
wants
was
it to
close.
Look intentional. She wants it to look like she has skills. She
There's
can.
No way.
It, she's
no.
trying to make it look like she went
yes.
for $5,000.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or maybe she was just like, oh, I was like close. I was close to it. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll have to ask her on the podcast when she gets evicted.
I'm telling you, a good outcome this week is Jess gets evicted.
Okay. Here's
that. We should take that on the dotted line if it's up there.
Who are we? And I say we with a grain of salt because God only knows if you're inviting me to this, but who are we inviting out of pre-jury first to be on the podcast?
Okay.
In the event that it's Jessica. We got Ovi, Jessica,
David and Kemi.
And wait, one more. Whoever the fifth one is.
No, it's only going to be four.
Why?
Pre-jury or
yeah,
can't come back?
Pre-jury is five.
I don't know who the fifth person
is. Whatever. Out of those four, who
Cliff,
do we want?
Okay.
You can't put that out there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fine. And just give it. Let's keep it to the people that are in Camp Comeback.
Fine.
I feel like that.
Screaming at me, Rob.
Yeah. I feel like that Ovi would be good on a podcast. Oh, David has a good breakdown of what's going on. Kemi would be pretty. Rip people a new one.
You know who we should have on this podcast?
Who?
Ovi's girlfriend.
Sure.
Is that like a good idea? Should I reach out?
What, are you friends with her?
We follow each other on Twitter and have like a rapport, yeah. And she keeps up. She's tweeting about it all the time. Like, yeah.
I saw that she had some mean Jack.
Don't think she's a fan, but yeah. Listen, who?
Yeah, that's fine.
Who is, though?
That's really fine. Very, very few people. Would be good. I was saying that we should track down
Kelly Hogg.
Sure. Yeah, it'd be fun. And I was saying that we should do like a whole family roundtable.
Oh, yes.
Really fun.
We will talk about scheduling at our meeting.
I think that would be a good podcast. The family Loved Ones Roundtable.
Loved Ones Roundtable.
Plus ex-girlfriend of Chrissy.
Yes, and that's that. Yeah, I want.
I am friendly with Tommy's cousin.
I want Tommy's aunt who dated Chrissy.
I can get the aunt's daughter.
You're so tapped in. That's one of the reasons why I'm so excited that you're with us. You're tapped in with the alumni. You're tapped in with the current cast.
I was just in a FaceTime the other day with the aunt's daughter.
Okay.
And they're rooting for Tommy and Christy. No hard feelings.
Okay.
That's the tea.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Good.
Not super juicy gossip, if I'm being honest. Just that they're rooting for them.
Well, you know what? It's ex. That's the ex. Christy and the aunt are exes. They were together for a long time. True. It maybe had its ups and downs. At the end of the day, Melissa, you have a guest in the background right now.
You just got called.
A human or a cat?
Do you not see this? There's a full blown man.
Let's go. Okay. All right. We had somebody that.
There's a full fledged man.
People on the podcast.
Should I call? Sorry, for the people listening, I have to call the cops. I have to go.
Yeah, that's not an intruder, right, Melissa?
Melissa.
No, it's not. But I will say, first of all, I'm crying. Second of all, I will say that people in the chat have done that to me. They've scared me like that. They've said, Melissa, there's someone behind you.
Somebody behind you.
I've been like, oh my God, what's going on? And it's nobody. And also, he's not naked. Everybody keeps saying that. He's not naked.
No, definitely not. Fully clothed.
He was fully clothed.
Okay, sorry. Such a segue. My God. Okay, so points being family roundtable, I will get on
this. That would be great.
Homework, that would be great.
Would you co-host that podcast?
Rob, I'm living in this room from now on.
All right, good, good. Get set up.
Get comfortable.
All right, we'll make room. All right. What else do you want to talk about from the season? You've been following it so closely. I mean, not just from tonight. I know you have your notepad.
So you don't want me to read my notes?
Well, you keep going.
Well, some are just general statements, not even about tonight's. Camp BB sweatshirts. Yeah. Where were those? I didn't get a free sweatshirt.
Okay, well, Caitlin, I'm so happy that you brought this up because I have something for you.
What?
I wanted to get you a gift being here on.
You're lying to me right now.
I have this for you.
You're lying.
I have this BB sweatshirt. Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh my god, wait,
it's brand new. Yes.
Oh my god, this is odd. This is like the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me.
Yeah, well, I'm
guys,
I'm
sorry. Where did you get this?
I have a friend who got it from the production.
Rob,
I knew you were coming out for the podcast.
I brought your wife's skincare, and I didn't bring anything for you.
No, that's why you brought love and light to all of us.
Oh my! I'm putting it on.
Well, you can put it on another time. You're gonna get hot.
You pipe down over there. Okay. I'm putting on my gift.
Okay,
Rob. I have to say I'm a little offended.
Melissa,
I don't make this about you. Melissa,
I'm not really get any presents or anything. So
wait, is this gonna be distracting?
Might be distracting
because I'm gonna have to take off my thing.
Yeah, we've never had a wardrobe change during a podcast.
Okay, well, guys, Rob, this is seriously like the nicest thing ever. Good. Well, honestly, I said, what was that sweatshirt?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know if you were going to want to wear it because I thought it might be that you don't want to get stopped by people God. Of like, we get it. You were on Big Brother.
No, this is like the nicest thing ever. I'm so appreciative. This is like so nice.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm glad you like it. All right. Thanks. So, Caitlin, who else from this cast haven't we touched on?
Wait, so brought up the sweatshirt. I need a pen cross this off.
Here.
Because I no longer am bothered about the Camp BB sweatshirt.
Okay. You're good.
Okay. Cliff's morning routine. Very similar to mine. I wake up in the morning and speak to myself. So appreciate that. also, he had mentioned on his Cliff notes that his, like on today's episode, that his calf hurts.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping his leg feels better. Wrote that. Also wrote, audience is not happy. Did you notice the audience was not happy when they cut to Julie and they were like, oh, when Chrissy caught him. Oh my God. So we obviously know the direction. Yeah.
The audience is not grateful too. For the record, in case anybody was confused about that.
No, not at all.
Yeah. The audience does not care for grateful.
No.
Oh, one thing. Let's talk about this.
Yes.
Maybe this is something you wanted to bring up, but let's talk about camp comeback and how that would have changed previous seasons. Season 20.
Yeah.
Had there been camp comeback, I would have never even considered backdooring Swaggy.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Wasn't an option. Yeah. So I'm seeing pros and cons of camp comeback, but one of them is that I don't like that no one's going to do cool things.
Right.
Because they're nervous that they have to face
them. Well, the good news is it's over after Thursday. This is the last week.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
We are done.
This is the last week. And also that the person who goes home this week won't live in the house. There's a 1 in 4 chance they could come back. But you could conceivably make a big move this week. Right?
You can. But they won't.
You don't think they will?
I don't know.
Because there's a chance they could come back?
Yes. Yes.
If you're Nick, and this is your one chance to make a move as HOH, you wouldn't do it based on the chance of camp comeback?
Rob, I would do it. You're asking the wrong person, but I don't know that. I don't know that he is.
Mm. Okay.
I got to see. Both of you have to be on Big Brother. I'm just so intrigued to see what you guys would do.
Yeah, we're fine podcasting it.
Okay, never mind.
I don't think Melissa's trying to get on.
I did try once.
Yeah.
What season?
That was enough. Big Brother 17.
Oh.
They needed you.
I don't think I would have fit in that house, so I'm kind of glad I didn't get in, but, maybe in the future.
All right. So, anybody else you want to touch on from this season?
Anyone else I want to touch on? David and his intuition. Yes. Now, you had said on the podcast yesterday, because I am a loyal listener.
You are.
That you asked a question, you proposed a question, and you said, do we think that had David not been out of the house and come back, would he be this intuitive? I think the clear answer actually is no.
Yeah.
Like, Michelle tried to give, I think he's intuitive to begin with. I'm going to say no. I think that he came into it. When you're in it from the beginning, you don't see anything.
Yeah.
If you're able to come back and not see anything and just go into a, think about when you go to like a dinner party or like your boyfriend or girlfriend grabs you and introduces you to new friends, whatever, you see what's going on.
Yeah.
That's what David is doing. And I think it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if he keeps it up and this is an America's vote situation and we see, oh, he knows what's going on in the house. This isn't a situation where he's dumb. We'll vote him in.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think it will be a vote?
Yeah.
It will.
I think so, but I'm also wrong like about 76% of the time. So I don't know.
76.
I don't know. Do you think it'll be a vote?
I don't think so.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So then maybe you're right and I'm not.
Well, they said win, but it could be like you win a vote. So I feel like it's not totally ruled out, but it does seem to me more like a competition rather than a vote. And I agree with what you were saying about how he probably wouldn't have this great of a read on the house had he not been kicked out and then come back in and kind of not be playing and just kind of watching, because I feel like these other people are so, he's he's removed from the house guests. He's removed from the dynamics, and he gets to just see, okay, so this person's friends with these people are friends with these people, but these other people, they have been in it the whole time. And I think they're too entrenched in it to actually step out of it and see, okay, wait, it looks like these people are hanging out a lot more than these people. I don't know. I just feel like it's easier to understand the dynamics of a group when you're not necessarily right on in it.
Yeah, exactly.
What about Kat, who has been a big character on the show?
I like her.
You like her. She's been fun.
I like her. Yeah. And I guess now I'm understanding the whole like hashtag fun feed situation. I'm really like keeping up with the lingo.
Yes.
But she is funny. And like the whole like, are you bitches conspiring against me thing? That girl knows exactly
what's going on.
She's doing. Yeah. And I live for it. I think she's funny.
Are you bitches conspiring against me?
I think it's so funny. And I kind of like that pre-show, if we're going to be honest with each other and like judge people based on looks, you would have assumed she would have been like with the cool group and like she's like a cool girl and she's pretty and beautiful. But like, it's not really like that for her. Like, she is kind of one of the underdog outcasts. And I like that. I like that about her. She's weird and she owns it. And I don't know. I think out of all of them, she's someone that I'm really genuinely looking forward to meeting outside of the situation.
Yeah. Melissa, how do you feel about Kat?
She's definitely different than what I thought she was going to be going into the house. But I think she's very entertaining and fun.
Okay. Melissa took her number one in our draft.
I know. That was a hot take, Melissa.
It was, but guess who's still in the house?
Yeah.
That's true. You're doing great, sweetie.
Okay. All right. Let's take some questions here from Scott St. Pierre has pulled. This is from Ty on Twitter. All right. I'm staying up for Caitlin. Hashtag BB21. I love Caitlin, it says.
Oh my God, I hope he's not sleeping yet.
Yes. Well, he probably tweeted that before the show. Okay. Let's take another question. This is from Kenneth Williams.
Oh, this is
wants
a good
to
question.
Know, Caitlin, what type of energies are you getting from the people in the house this season? It has to be multicolored for the majority, right? So, okay. Do you have any aura reading that you want to do?
Sure. Now, what I will say, and I touched on this, I forgot what I was talking on, what platform it was. When we first got the list and I watched the preseason interviews, I was very conflicted with Sam. And I think I even called you when we spoke about this. I was like, I don't like him. I really don't like him. There's something about him. He's loud. He's annoying. But his aura and his energy is very, very like compatible with mine.
Yes.
So I was really confused as to like, why am I feeling this way? Like there must be something off with me. I'm really starting to like him. It's like one of those, I guess, the more I get to know him, the only person in the house, and this isn't a bad thing. This is not a bad thing. I just find that these people I don't always like connect with on like a deeper level. The only person whose energy I don't connect with, and believe it or not, it's not Jack, it's Jackson. He's the only person. And I don't even hate him either. I just find that his overall energy is a little different from what I'm typically used to vibing with.
Why? What is it about him?
Without getting too deep, I just think that there's a lot of like deflection happening with him.
Hmm.
Like I'm almost seeing him as like, inauthentic's not the word. It's more just like pretending to be someone you're not. There's a lot of like deep rooted shit. I don't know. There's just something about
with him.
That, yeah. There's something about him that just doesn't feel kosher to me.
Do you feel like that he's pretending to be somebody that he's not? Like he's pretending to be Mickey?
I think that's part of it. But I also think that he's like literally trained himself. He doesn't think that he's not that, but
he's really Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, Rob, we can have a chat about this later.
Okay. All right. Let's take another question. TJ Cliffy, you want to read this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
With Julie shouting out Tommy's Broadway show, have we seen BB give this much free press since Mike Boogie's Dolce t-shirts?
Yes. Tommy wanted to say
that was a weird shout out though, because the show's canceled.
Is it canceled?
I mean, you would know.
Yeah. You're the expert. You're tapped in.
I heard that the show is now canceled starting in August. Hmm. So he's making all these.
Does he know?
No, he doesn't even know yet. So I was really shocked that she did that, but obviously maybe Julie doesn't know, and maybe I'm making this up. So someone please let me know.
Yeah, we don't know. But I think that Julie was just like, ah, yes, that's a reference. I understand that. I understand that that is a Broadway show.
Very good, Julie. We're proud of you.
She knew that. All right. We heard about a very popular power coming back.
Someone's going to tell me what that is.
Jared has an idea what that is. The coup d'etat's got to be coming back, right? Melissa, could this power, the third Wactivity power, be the coup d'etat?
It could, but I was also hearing people say that it might be the diamond power veto.
Okay, guys, you really need to listen. I'm a fan, but like,
all right, well, let's explain what these are. Okay, so the diamond power of veto was, I know that Matt Hoffman had it in Big Brother 12. I'm not sure if it came back in another season. I think that was one of the choices that somebody had off a veto menu, I think, in one of these different seasons. But the diamond power of veto, I believe that Matt was able to then replace one of the nominees.
I feel like there's so many different like powers, but I think that was what it was, that he got to replace a nominee.
Yeah. And was it on eviction night? I feel like, because then Kathy very quickly went out the door.
I don't even know.
The coup d'etat famously was used by Jeff Schroeder back in Big Brother 11. Mm. And then it allowed you on eviction night to replace both of the nominees. Yeah. On eviction night. And that's what happened to Mr. Pectacular.
And that's how he got
the second
out.
Time around. Yeah.
And everyone was crying and they basically had a funeral for him.
It was very sad.
Okay. Well, that seems a little aggressive, but sounds like,
I feel like the coup d'etat is the more legendary Big Brother power.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Now, Melissa, who is eligible to play in Wactivity comp number 3?
Are we going to address the name of that?
Coup d'etat?
No.
Wactivity?
Yeah.
Sure. What do you want to say about it?
I just want you all to know that I'm addressing it.
Yes. And what's your address?
We can't just like say, oh, Melissa, like, what do you think about the Wactivity competition? And not just take a moment of silence. I'd actually like to do that. Can we all take 6 seconds of silence starting now?
You couldn't even be silent.
I just loved my delivery. I couldn't keep it in.
Okay.
Thank you all.
All right. So we have, who is playing? Who have we not seen yet in the Wactivity competition?
Apparently it's, I'm getting mixed messages, but I think it's Jess, Nick, Sis, and Christy.
Jess, Nick, Sis, and Christy. Did Jess already play in one of them?
I don't think she did. Did she?
Okay.
Some people in the chat are saying it's Nicole who's playing, but I think Nicole already played in one of them.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. We'll see. Do we have a best case scenario here?
No,
not really. I mean, oof. I guess. Ugh, nobody. I don't know.
Yeah, nobody.
It just is awful.
Just Nick, Nick and Christy, I see in the chat. Okay. So, boy, Nick could really end up with a lot of power potentially this week.
Ugh, please, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unless he does something right, then yeah.
Then
great.
Yay. Yeah.
Then I love it.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. All right. Let's take another question from Mandy. Who is Jackson going to pin the rogue vote on? So many options with Nick HOH. Will it stick, Caitlin?
It's unclear. I think it's going to go one of two ways. I really don't know. It's either going to be so unnecessary and no one cares, or he's going to just be messy. I just feel like that's a lot of effort for him to start like pointing who he thinks. Do you think he's going to do that?
He might be one of these people that can't leave it alone where nobody's going to care. And he's going to be like, hey, what about that? Who do you think cast that vote?
Okay, literally never. I will allow you to do a Sam impression.
Yeah.
Every once every 7 minutes.
No Jack?
No Jack and no Jackson. What's the difference between the Jack and Jackson voice? Do your Jackson.
Really? My bigger problem is Tommy and Chrissy. I have one voice, but I'm not sure who I'm going to give it to, if it's Tommy or Chrissy.
That's so true.
I have one Staten Island voice.
Do it.
Hey.
Wow, I love it.
So I wasn't expecting to get the camera on me.
Hey.
All y'all can come to my mom's house and go have some chicken. some sauce.
I like the hey better.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, I don't want to do Dr. Mike. Hey.
Hey.
Oh my God.
I can't believe it, Julie. I'm so excited to be here. Yeah.
Oh my God, that was not good.
All right, well, that's okay. I'm working on it.
Hey, can all y'all come to my mom's house for some?
All right. I need these people to get more airtime. All right.
Oh my God, this question.
Yes, all right. Ryan has a question. What's quicker, Nick getting HOH-itis or Nick in bed?
Hey-o.
Yeah. There you go. All right, they left that out
we
of the show.
We don't even need an answer.
Okay. All right, what's it?
But they did include Sis.
Yeah, Sis and Jack. They got the...
I feel like
That's the most activity we've seen out of her.
Seriously, the one thing she's done so far. But it honestly, I'm a little surprised that they went as far as they did with him being like, a happy birthday to me and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, well, they made Nick... Nick come upstairs to knock on the door, and they made it like that Nick really just wanted to say happy birthday, but Jack was busy, when really the live feeds kind of construed it that it was that Nick is obsessed with Sis.
Yeah, well, yeah, and also...
That was the story around the house, so that Nick has a fatal attraction and is wondering what Sis is up to.
So I'm going to make a hot take.
Yeah.
Although, like, I'm not seeing much personality out of her on the show, I just want to say, and Rob, you can't make comment on this because you're a married man, but I really truly think Sis is one of the prettiest girls I've ever seen in my life.
She's very pretty.
Is that a hot take?
I don't think that's a hot take. I think she's very pretty.
I like truly don't. I'm just, every time she comes on the screen, I'm like, you're so boring, but you're literally so beautiful. Mm-hmm. So I don't care. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
I thought you were going to ring the guy.
All right. What about this? Mr. Robot Taryn has this. Caitlin manifested the Grateful Alliance name 3 weeks ago. That Caitlin tweeted, announcement, can't wait to join at Rob Cicerino
all
summer long on RJP. I'm so grateful to be part of such a fabulous team. Join us at Live for Thursday.
I did it. Yeah, don't ever question me again.
Okay.
That's it.
We could skip this one, Sky. We'll skip that one. All right. How about this question from Joshua? Do we have a chance of Nick pushing against the hateful grain and doing something to stymie them? Or are we doomed to see an ill-fated attempt to get back in their good graces and put up Cliff and Nicole?
That was a mouthful.
Yeah. I think either thing is possible. Melissa, we don't have any updates yet, right?
We do have some.
All right. We'll say that for the very end. Okay.
Yeah.
What's Nick's best move this week, Caitlin? From Kubi.
I think there's a difference between his best move for his personal game and what I want to see.
Yeah, of course.
So his best move probably is to stay with Grateful because they are the majority. I don't want to see that. I don't think any of us do. Like, let's do something different. Possibly getting out Mickey, it's never gonna happen. Never mind. I don't even want to say it. I'm in such a bad mood now.
I feel like honestly, I feel like it would be just our luck to have Nick be like, you know what? I'm gonna make a big move. I'm gonna go against Grateful, and we're all like, yeah, Nick, this is amazing. And he gets out Jack, and we're all like, oh my God, this is awesome. And then the camp comeback thing happens.
Come back. Yeah.
Right back in the house, and we lose Kemi and David and Bobby, and that's that.
No, I'm going to say this right now. Hot take. There is no way that if Jack gets out this week, that production, that anyone on that show is going to do any sort of comeback thing that would mean that Jack even has a chance of winning.
Oh, interesting.
They know what's happening here. Like, they see it. They're not idiot. Like, they see
you what... feel like that Jack is so unpopular outside of the house.
Yes. And they know. They know.
Interesting.
And also, it's a liability for them. They have to keep bringing him in and saying, like, you need to chill. Like, you need to stop offending people. Like, that's, it's annoying for them. There's always that person in the house that's kind of a liability.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. That's just what I think.
Okay.
I mean, they did seem to give him, I mean, who knows if this was actually planned this way or not? Like, we will never know, but they did give him a really, really bad Wacktivity prize.
Yeah, he's got a lame prize.
Like, it's the worst one of all. They're like, the first one, you get nightmare power, everything changes. Second
one, as soon as I saw that, I was like,
third is diamond, coup d'etat.
And then the second one is like, eh, you get to pick another
player. Redraw the veto.
Yeah, guys, like, come on. Like, we're all adults here. We know what's happening.
Why don't they give him a slot pass, second activity? Okay.
Can you imagine?
You're not on slop this 1 week.
Yes. Okay. What about Taylor? What is Taylor? Ask Caitlin, who would you align with if you were in the BB21 house this season?
Okay, my dream alliance would be this group: me, Ovi, because he's so loyal. Nicole, very loyal as well.
Yeah.
Cliff.
Jessica said she's loyal to everybody in the house.
Cliff, Jessica. Mm-hmm. Me, Ovi, Cliff, Jessica. I really think that's it. I think that five: Caitlin, Ovi, Jessica, Nicole, Cliff. Did I say Cliff already?
So basically, not grateful.
Tommy.
Tommy. Okay.
The only person I would align with in that, yeah, is Tommy. I think that I'd want to be on Chrissy's good side, though.
Okay.
Everyone else is just so flippant. I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. Bella and Nick are liabilities to my personal life, and I'm not even in the game. Sorry.
Okay. All right. What is this question from Philip? Current over under on remaining days for Grateful. I'll set the over under at 75.
Oh my God. I hope under.
Yeah, same.
Okay. You could hope for under.
but I'm right.
Yeah. Okay. This is from M Sauce. Rob, tell me the truth. Is Jack's a slip up the only time that we've seen something like this on BB? I've only seen 22, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 21 in that order, and I can't recall, but that's less than half. Has somebody slipped up, Melissa, and said the alliance name?
It's possible, but I don't think any... I don't think I remember anything this significant.
Mm.
I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, there's probably have been a slip up here or there, but I feel like this was the most important one that I can remember.
Yeah.
Where it was like, especially the timing too. I mean, this is like the craziest timing where it's like he just finds out that this alliance exists and then the slip up happens.
But whereas, I wonder, like, what the actual timing was on that. Do you know what I mean?
It was pretty close.
Oh, was it?
I mean, it wasn't like immediately after, but it was like everything was happening.
Like within a few hours.
Yeah. Okay. And I feel like there's probably been slip ups of alliance names in the past, but it might've been in a situation where they didn't just find out about an alliance or didn't even know about the alliance. So it kind of just like, oh, no one, it didn't really register because the alliance name just like went right past their face. But
right.
I feel like this one was one that was like actually significant.
Okay. All right. Let's go to this question from Johnny V. Is it possible Camp Comeback, the battle back, ends up being a house vote between the remaining house guests? As Melissa has said, that they said you win a spot back into the house.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a vote.
Okay.
Like a vote from them. There's no way.
All right. What about this one? Chris Alberti says, hashtag Caitlin notes greater than Cliff notes.
Oh, my God. Yes. Thank you. Well, Rob really is the one to thank because
I gave you the memo pad.
Provided me with this Amazon Basics pad.
Yes. Do you want to keep the same pad all season? Should we put that in a safe place?
Oh my God, wouldn't that be so fun? And then it's something you can hang on the wall.
Yes, put it in the memorabilia collection.
Honestly, I journal every day, so this is important.
Okay.
I love this.
All right. The thank BB21 you. File. And then we'll need a new one for Big Brother 22.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
all right. And then Melissa Bot wants to know, which alliance name is better, Fauté or Grateful?
I'll leave it to the people. Obviously, I'm biased, but you decide.
Mm-hmm.
It's up for you to decide.
Okay. All right.
Oh, so you're not going to decide?
Say seriously on a regular basis.
Yeah.
When we had to we were like, oh my God. There have been some names in the past where it's been like, do we really have to say this? Like the Pretty Boys and stuff like that. And now the Pretty Boys is like, you know, in the vernacular and it seems normal to say. But at the time we were like the Pretty Boys.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Fauci is actually supposed to have an accent.
Mm-hmm.
And people always
over the E.
Yes, it's supposed to be Fauci.
Mm-hmm.
And people just
very classy. Out,
and I'm
not very good at that. I say Fauci, which means, is wrong. It's wrong.
No, it's not right. So everyone, just get your act together. I won't say it again.
Thanks. Okay. All right. Let's talk about what's coming up here on Rob is a Podcast. We have on our wrap-ups feed this weekend, we have Are You the One? Big season of Are You the One? And then, of course, Survivor South Africa as well with Mike and Shannon getting into everything from season 7 of Survivor South Africa. Then tomorrow morning, Caitlin will be watching when we get the live feed update on Friday morning and Saturday morning and Sunday morning. Every day, live feed update, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. And then Sunday night, I will be back to recap what happens in our nominations. Let's find out what Nick is going to do on Sunday night on our next episode of Big Brother. And of course, all of this podcasting is made possible from the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast. Find out more about everything we're doing behind the scenes at Rob Has a Podcast, robhasawebsite.com/patron for more info on that. Now, we said that Melissa has an update from the feeds. Should we hit the spoilers? You want to do that?
I love that song.
All right. All right. You want to do the buzzer?
Play the jingle. Well,
it's both. It's both. Spoilers and, well, hold on.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler.
Warning.
A spoiler.
Warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Okay. All right. There you go. See, that's the buzzer.
You couldn't be more warned.
It used to be that we didn't have a song and we just had spoilers, but now.
Who created this song?
The song is great.
Ryan Elder.
Oh my God, you have the best songs.
We have good songs. Yeah, okay.
The songs are great.
All right, Melissa.
All right. We got a lot going on here,
guys.
Oh my
God, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
This is very impressive when we get the feed update. We were just, Melissa was on the podcast and then is also collecting the dirt to tell us.
Yes, I am.
Man, I'm literally gonna throw
up. First of all, the first thing is that there was a fight between Bella and Kemi.
Yeah.
Already, like, really close. They got kind of, Bella got a little bit up in, I haven't seen it, so I've only seen, like, images, but they're up on each other, and it's not good. I've heard that Bella got talked to in the DR, but I don't know how truthful that is. But
that
it got
girl.
A bit aggressive.
Oh, my God.
And so not great, which, like, was not a super fun outcome of this because I was hoping that they would come to each other and be like, hey, this was all like a thing. We were still good, but guess not. We've also got Nick talking to Jackson, and Jackson's like, who are you going to, like, who's the rogue vote? They're thinking that it's Cliff. And Nick says he's thinking about putting up Cliff and Jess and having Nicole as an option, which is super sucky. We've also got apparently Jackson and Holly kiss. And then we've also got Nicole talking to camera, and she has basically clocked what's been going on with the 8. And she says that she's such an idiot. She wasn't seeing the big picture and now she's getting it. It's so obvious. This is the alliance. And Nicole is doing great work right now in her mind, but hopefully that doesn't translate to her getting kicked out. But a lot of things going on, very exciting. Everyone's basically saying, and now Annalise is saying that she thinks she's at the bottom of the totem pole and grateful. So
okay, well,
there's a lot going on.
I think that the person that is gonna all come down to is Sam. That Sam is the person that has Nick and Bella's ear to some degree. He's the person that's all wound up and shot out of a cannon and feels like, hey, I'm nine?
What?
Well, yeah. He wants to see the eight broken up. And maybe even if we just get one person from that side where Nick can spin it as, hey, we don't want to let everybody know that we should put somebody up from our side as a pawn.
Yeah. Oh my God. This is awful.
We've also got a couple more things, which is that the hinky vote seemingly is being pinned on Nicole. And also, Kemi told Nicole about Cliff revealing their alliance in Cliff notes.
Yes. Okay. Nicole. But people now don't Nicole think Nicole's a liar. If Nicole says, like, I didn't do this, so I think people would believe her.
No one believes anyone in
She's
that.
She's a straight shooter, Nicole.
However, I mean, that has been the case, but I do think that now that Nicole was pushing for Kemi to stay, and then now that there's this hinky vote, and now that they've also found out that she was in an alliance with Cliff and Ovi, I feel like things are starting to add up that make Nicole look shady.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's a little tenuous right now for Nicole, whereas normally, like, if you would ask me at the beginning of this week, like, okay, are they going to think Nicole, like, believe Nicole if she says I didn't do it? I would say, yeah, they trust her. They believe her. She seems reliable. Now I feel like all these things are piling together to make Nicole look bad, and it might not go well.
I'm starting to get really nervous because, like, what if all of those people that we really love get out and then, like, it's just,
not great.
Does it?
I feel like that happens. Oh, it happens every year.
Did it happen?
It happened last year.
When?
At least to me. Yeah. When you guys all got out.
Oh, come on. Me getting evicted was the best thing that's ever happened to any of you.
Come on. What?
Get out of here.
I was able to join the show.
Yeah, it was only good. It was
you
only
watched
good
the that, podcast.
Yeah.
Like, when you got out, we were devastated.
We were very upset. It was only good that morning? You got... That, well, I don't know if we would have become as close friends
if
you had made to the jury and then when you didn't come out.
Oh, I would have been a spoiled little bee and I would have been like,
yes, that's what
I'm a jury member. Like, I'm the best. So I would have been getting paid much more for ads and you would not.
You were there with us
the
whole rest of the way. Yeah.
I'm with you.
So it was
turned out better in the end. But to be honest, we were all devastated.
Your support means truly, the world.
Okay.
Truly.
Also, we got another thing that I forgot to mention, talking with T-Bird, Kelly Goldsmith from Survivor Africa. T-Bird was able to round her up. We got a new Talking with T-Bird up, and then Robin Akiva need a podcast. Do you know what that is? Robin Akiva need a podcast?
Caitlin? No.
Yeah, we spin a wheel of ideas. We had an idea for you.
I feel like we spoke about that.
Yeah, we had an idea for you on the wheel at one point.
You know what we should do for your Patreons?
What?
I should just do, we should come on and do like a special podcast for them.
When do we do it? Great.
Anytime. If you want to become a Patreon and see my face a little bit longer, swipe
do
up.
It.
Okay. What will you do? What will you talk about?
I don't know. Let's do some like aura readings and people will send us pictures of themselves.
Sounds
and
great.
We can do,
is that, now are, we doing,
games.
Are we doing that before or after the loved ones roundtable?
Oh, no. It's simultaneously. This is going to be happening all summer.
Okay.
I have no plans.
This is so great. This is so great. I'm so happy. Caitlin, this was such a success to have you here.
This means everything to me.
Yeah.
I am so happy. I'm not even like putting on a scene. You know, I'm going to like go home and like call my parents and be like, Rob got me a sweatshirt.
It's late on the East Coast. It's almost midnight.
It is. Maybe I'll talk to them in the morning.
In the morning.
I'm going to call and say, like, guys, like, Rob got me a sweatshirt. Like, this is just, like, the nicest, most thoughtful thing. You did not have to get me anything.
I'm really happy that you enjoy it.
Yeah. Like, you just didn't have to get me anything. This is so nice.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad it worked out. Even though Melissa is mad that she has not gotten a sweatshirt.
Melissa, it's not about you tonight.
Well, you know, that's pretty much clear. You guys are in the same room, and I'm off to the side in a little, like, talking head.
Yeah.
I just want to be a part of things, guys.
Okay.
I'm over.
Do you want to be full screen?
No.
Will you let Melissa and myself babysit your children together.
Oh, does Melissa want to babysit children?
I feel like you're volunteering me for something.
Yeah, I did not get the impression Melissa wants to watch anybody's kids.
Do you not like kids?
I do want to come on the podcast and sit in that room with you guys.
Okay, wait, you're welcome to come
on. She's not
welcome.
She's not welcome if she does not like children.
I do like children.
You don't have to, the child care is not a part of being on the podcast.
Is this part of the deal?
No.
This has been the longest podcast, I think, to man. Yeah. You're welcome.
Oh, you're cue to wrap things up?
No, just someone just said it, and then I was like, oh, yeah, you're so right.
Mm.
It's not as long as our round tables, which are like three and a half hours.
Okay. I'm going to work on the first family guests. We'll be in touch this week.
Great. All right. Next Thursday, you're in town? You're ready to go?
I'm literally here until further notice.
Okay,
I'm here forever.
All right. So this was so much fun. I can't wait to do it again. Of course, you can follow Melissa on Twitter. Do you know Melissa's Twitter handle?
It's Melissa.
Three A's.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Yes. Yes. And you're just at Caitlin Herman?
Caitlin_Herman. And like I said, I lose 1,000 followers every time I post an ad, which I did today. So
you posted an ad on Twitter.
On Instagram. On Twitter, I'm at Kate Coaching. But on Instagram, I'm Caitlin_Herman. Throw me a follow. I would literally appreciate it so much.
Come on, please.
Please, I'm literally begging you.
Please follow me.
And you have good Instagram stories.
I try. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I try the best I can.
Yeah. Okay. So you have to see an ad every once in a while.
Did you see the photo of me and my father on the 4th of July of me on his back?
I think it sounds familiar, but I don't remember it.
Okay. Just figured maybe like a Long Island father would look familiar to you.
Yes, I know. I know it all.
You've seen a few.
Look like. All right. Well, Bagel Boss guy, you want to mention that?
Thoughts and prayers with the victims in the bagel shop. Anyone that saw it, and sending blessings, love, and light his way, and a speedy recovery for all.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much, Scott St. Pierre, behind the scenes. We will be back on Sunday night. And Caitlin, thank you again. We'll see you next Thursday.
See you guys.
All right. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.